When we were putting the ideas together for this series on people's experiences of watching Indian movies in theaters and other settings around the world, I didn't really think I'd have much to say because I mostly see movies in the same theater over and over again. But as I thought about it more, I realized I've actually gone to see films in quite a few different settings just in my home state of Illinois. For listeners who don't know much about the U.S., Illinois is in the Midwest, so in the, you know, farm region of the United States, although it's a very populous state because it has Chicago, which is, you know, the third biggest city in the U.S. And it has, overall, I think a pretty high South Asian population. And my town, which is called Champaign-Urbana, does. We have a really large state university here with lots of excellent research and graduate programs and just a huge undergraduate program generally. So we have a pretty sizable South Asian population in my town as well, which I'm assuming is why we do every 3 or 4 weeks on average, or maybe even more like 5 or 6, get a new Hindi film. I wish I knew the name of the distributor of the Hindi films for my town, because first of all, I want to hug him for bringing the films here, and he's really friendly to me. I chat with him usually on my way in or out of the screenings. But he does just a mountain of work, I think, to get these films here. He often will have a print of a film opening weekend, same weekend it opens in India, and he drives it around Illinois and into Wisconsin even, the state to the north of us, to show it sometimes 5 different times in 5 different cities in a weekend, starting on a Friday night and usually going through Sunday afternoon and sometimes Sunday night. And I suspect he drives something like 350 or more miles over this course of 2 days, or somebody does, like their legs of it. I don't know who does this, but anyway, I'd like to find out. So typically I see movies at the art theater in my town that usually shows, you know, international films, art films, small American indie films, and they do local film festivals and things like that. And so, of course, Bollywood fits in very nicely into those categories. And that's lots of fun because it's an old movie theater. It was called The Park. It's from the 10s, I think, 1910s or so. It has an old marquee. And it's really fun. They've rehabbed it a lot over the years, so it has a variety of kind of renovations and different architectural styles and elements. And they serve, you know, they serve good popcorn, and they have coffee, and they have box wine. And you can get cookies from the local bakery down the street there. And they're really nice people, and they really care about cinema in all its forms, which is, makes it a treat to patronize their theater. And sometimes the film doesn't come to my town, and it only goes to the next small city down the road. Both my city and this next one are about 100,000 people total. So not tiny, but certainly not a big city by American standards anyway, or Indian ones, obviously. And that town is called Bloomington Normal. And there, the distributor usually gets the films in a big megaplex of like 14 screens. So if you didn't see the crowd of people going into the Indian film, you would assume, you know, it was just a regular old theater. And that's where it cost, you know, $9 for a combo of popcorn and soda versus mine, where that's not even what I usually get, because I'd rather get coffee and a cookie than popcorn and soda. So it's a totally different experience, even though the towns are very similar in size and are only an hour apart from each other. And sometimes he shows the films at this tiny town of 3,000 people called Leroy, that's halfway in between my town and this other one I was talking about. And there, the little theater is called The Princess. Again, it's very old. It's been refurbished a lot over the years, and I think has even stood vacant. The original seating is gone. It's not very big. The bathroom is tiny and kind of jerry-rigged into the lobby area, so it's one of those places where you can like barely close the door if you actually want to stand in the bathroom stall. So I've been there a couple times, and I remember coming out of Ghajini, and it was just this great juxtaposition of elements of American culture. You had a mostly South Asian audience coming out of this little movie theater, and behind them, just down the street, is the huge grain elevator that all the farmers bring their grain to. It's sometimes dumped into freight train cars and shipped off to wherever for processing. And so you've got a totally recognizable symbol of rural America combined with a South Asian audience who are mostly, in the U.S. anyway, thought of as pretty cosmopolitan and pretty urban, I think. At least that's my take on it. Anyway, I think that's really interesting. So I loved that juxtaposition and just this sort of sign of what even tiny town or even rural America can be like. It's not as monolithic as it maybe seems on TV and things like that. I've also seen Indian films at the university, like Amrita was talking about in Michigan. Our Indian Student Association sometimes shows films, and they, just like she said, get a classroom and they get a pirate of a film and they send out an email and say that they're showing Sarkar at 7 o'clock. And if you want to donate $1, you can. And if you want to bring your own snacks, you can. And it is. It's exactly like going to a friend's house, except that your friend has a big projector on the ceiling and has, you know, rows of desks instead of living room furniture. And I liked that a lot because it was such a casual environment and you could talk. I'm a movie talker. Nobody was bothered if you chatted during the film going on. That's one thing I like about going to see Indian films generally, is that it's totally fine to talk during the movie. And I've, you know, the first time I realized that, I thought, oh, I found my people, like culturally in terms of movie going or movie watching. That felt right at home for me, because I've been shushed a lot in my life because Midwestern Americans are pretty quiet and rule abiding during the movies, and you don't talk during movies and in the United States for the most part. Anyway, so I've done that and I like that a lot. My town is also the home of Roger Ebert, the film critic, and every year he does an overlooked film festival here. So I've gotten to go to that a few times. I volunteered at it, and I got to see in 2005, like right after I first started watching Hindi films, he showed Pal at his Overlooked Film Festival. And so I went to that, and Subhash Ghai was there and doing a panel discussion afterwards. And I wish I'd known a little bit more, you know, when that had happened. I wish I'd been watching for a year instead of only 2 months when that happened, because I would have gotten even more out of it. But that was the first Indian movie I saw on the big screen. And it's in this beautiful old movie theater in my town called the Virginia. And it's crumbling, but, you know, it's stucco that's been painted gold, and it has big curtains, and it has sort of medieval decor in it. It's really cool. I love that theater anyway. I'll go see anything there just for the experience of being in the room. But to see a big, splashy, you know, musical Bollywood film, especially with the outrageous costumes that Aishwarya's character gets to wear, and you all know how much I love Akshay Khanna, so he's in that, and Anil Kapoor is doing his evil, greedy music producer thing, and all those juxtapositions of the character who comes back from America to his homeland versus the singer who has sort of traditional values until she makes it really big and she's uncomfortable with her new fame and the glitziness and all that kind of stuff. It's great. I love that film, but it also was really great to see something like that in that setting. And the film festival setting was great too. And there were people saying that they had driven from, you know, Washington, D.C. for a chance to get to see this particular film in a theater, which was amazing to me that someone would be that excited about it, that they would come all the way. And of course, Roger Ebert is there and he leads the panel discussion. And it was just, he loves this movie. And he, in the program notes, was talking about his experience seeing it in India, which is why he wanted to bring it to the festival. And of course, it is not an overlooked film. But if I remember right, he was saying that he thinks Indian films generally are overlooked in the United States. And that's why he wanted to use this as a representative of Indian cinema in his festival. So that was, I mean, I can't imagine a better movie going experience than that anyway. But for my first one, you know, that was just, it was stunning. I've gotten to see some films in the Chicago area, which has a pretty significant Indian population. There are no movie theaters on the main, in the main Indian neighborhood, which is called Devon Avenue. It's not Devon Avenue. When people say that, I just think, no, it's Devon. I know it looks like Devon, but it's not. In America, we pronounce things wrong. You've probably heard about that. My best friend lives, you know, three doors off of that, just completely coincidentally. And I go there all the time to visit her. And I always drag her out to go movie shopping, you know, at the DVD stores with me. And she says that her understanding is that there hasn't been a movie theater open there in at least 10 years, if not more. And so in the Chicago area, I've been to two different theaters. I've been to a big multi-screen theater, like 34 or 35 screens, owned by AMC. It's a big chain. And again, it's completely soulless, and you wouldn't have any idea that you were going to an Indian film unless you really paid attention to the line of people waiting to get into that theater, who are, again, mostly South Asian. So I went up there to see Om Shanti Om on opening weekend with our friend Aspi of Aspi's Drift. But that was lots of fun, and his kids came with us, and that was pretty neat to get to see Om Shanti Om with little kids. And then more recently, I think it's a 5-screen movie theater has opened in one of the other Chicago suburbs, and it only shows Indian films, and it has an Indian restaurant attached. So I finally got to have a samosa while watching an Indian film. I've heard Americans talk about going to theaters in New York that have samosas and stuff, and I had never had that, and I was jealous because it sounded really fun. So I've had that now, and I went up there to see My Name Is Khan in February, the weekend it opened. And that was really fun because I don't love that movie. I think it has a lot of problems, especially as an American. I think it does a lot of disservice to the United States, the way it portrays elements of American culture and American populations, given that it's a film about the evils of stereotyping and why you shouldn't do that. It's completely hypocritical. But anyway, so I went to that movie with two friends, two Bollywood blogger friends, both of whom born and raised in the United States as well. And we were sniggering and being snarky and elbowing each other and rolling our eyes. Like, if rolling your eyes could make a sound, we were making that sound. We were so amused and horrified by this. I think the audience around us, like, we had out-talked the Indian audience in the theater. It was pretty impressive. But that was so much fun to go see that and get to just, you know, no holds barred, let our responses go out loud to a film that was completely outrageous to us in parts because, again, most of the time in the U.S., you're supposed to be quiet in the theaters, and it was so great not to have to be quiet, especially when you had stuff to say, which we totally did. I went to go see Robot in the theater. This was my first Rajinikanth film at all, so I was so excited to get to see, you know, a brand new one in the theater opening weekend. And this was over in the town an hour from me, and my usual movie distributor friend was showing Anjana Anjani that weekend, and there were other distributors doing Robot. And so I'm in the line for Robot, and he sees me, and he waves hello, and I say, oh, I'm going to go see Anjana Anjani this afternoon. And I did. I raced back to my town to see. I did a doubleheader, saw them both in the same day. And he said, oh, great. And then the guys taking tickets for Robot said to me, you know this film is Tamil? And I said, yeah. And he said, do you speak Tamil? I said, no. And they said, oh, it has subtitles, so you'll be okay. And I said, oh, I think I'll be okay. Even if it didn't, I think I would be fine. And my distributor friend leaned over and said to them, she will be fine. She comes to all my movies and all my towns. At which point the guys taking tickets for Robot laughed and smiled and they shook my hand. I don't know why, but that was just so funny to have, you know, to be like welcomed into the Rajinikanth film viewing fraternity or something like that. I loved it. And then they said, you know, be sure to tell us how you like the film after it's over. Say goodbye on your way out. And that was, you know, I will admit that there's a little bit of an ego kick in sticking out enough that people want to talk to me. It's just funny to me to be different enough that people take notice of me, because I'm not physically different from most Americans at all. Like, I'm a lumpy brown-haired person, white person. Like, that's most of the Midwest. So it's funny to stand out, and I've had some really great conversations with people. I've found out interesting things about people's film viewing habits and preferences and stuff like that. And I found out that it seems like most South Asian women in the United States harbor secret crushes on Shah Rukh Khan, even if they won't admit it out loud to their husbands. That's pretty fun. I don't know. I like that I've made these sort of friendly acquaintances this way. And I feel like I've become part of something much bigger than I feel when I just go to the movies, like in a Hollywood film or even a European art film or an East Asian art film or something like that. I don't feel like there's this huge sense of camaraderie and event. I feel like when you go to an Indian film, it's an event. Even if you're in a town of 3,000 people in the middle of the cornfields, something happens when a certain, I don't know if it's critical mass or just a question of excitement that multiplies when it combines, but I just love how it feels like this special thing to go and do. And I always feel really lucky and grateful to get to be a part of it, because I feel like I've just joined something so much bigger than when I watch films in my living room on DVD, which I also love to do. And that's, you know, I'm so grateful I have access to that, because 10 years ago, that would have been much, much, much more difficult to be a Bollywood fan in Champaign, Illinois, I think. But getting to see it in the theater is a whole new experience, a whole extra improved experience, I should say. And that's why I will go see anything that my local distributor brings. That's why I go to see things like Houseful, which I should have known I would hate. And I did hate it. I hated it a lot, but I wouldn't dream of not going, because I want to show my support that this is happening in my town, for starters. But I just love being in the theater. I love listening to people hum along to the songs. The few times I've seen guys get up and dance to songs, that's a total trip. Again, not something that would happen in most other kinds of film viewing settings in the United States, even for, you know, like when Chicago came out a couple of years ago as a musical film. I didn't see people dancing around to that, but I see people dancing around during Delhi 6, and that just, it feels like this whole extra set of cultural experiences that I feel really grateful to be a part of. Okay, that's long enough. Thanks.